From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. A National Security Council spokesman said Fadil Ahmed al-Halyali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August the 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul, which fell into IS hands last year. Max Agrams, a terrorism expert at Northeastern University, speaks with VOA.
The very fact that we're not even sure whether the very top leadership of these groups has been killed, I think it attests to the fact that the strategy really isn't all that effective.
This is the first time that al-Halyali has been reported dead. Other times, his death reported by the Pentagon late last year, but an official said Friday it appears the U.S. had wrong identification at the time. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris on Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two American servicemen. French Interior Minister Bernard Castaneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and say he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria on Sunday to meet the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and to commemorate the anniversary of a deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. Mr. Buhari took office in May, marking Nigeria's first democratic transfer of power since the end of military rule in 1999. This is VOA News. North Korea is warning the South to stop broadcasting anti-North propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by today or face strong military counteraction. The North's deputy UN ambassador An Myung-hun told reporters in New York the broadcast constituted an open act of war. He also spoke about the joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korean forces.
Large-scale military exercises, which is called Ulji Freedom Guardian, involving tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean military, is going on in South Korea with an open purpose to eliminate the headquarters of the DPRK and occupy Pyongyang.
Ambassador An also said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered troops near the demilitarized zone to enter a quasi-state of war. Crucial meeting of Afghan Taliban leaders and scholars has been in session for days now at an undisclosed location. The goal to resolve internal rifts over succession that have been engulfing the insurgent group since it revealed late last month that its supreme leader, Mullah Omar, had been dead for more than 2 years. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, is trying to secure his position against rivals who include family members of the deceased leader and other senior Taliban commanders. Worries about slowing economic growth in a number of regions of the world, including China and Greece, shook investors and sparked a global stock sell-off on Friday. Here's VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall.
It's uncertainty, layer upon layer of uncertainty. The Greek election, call for Greek election, that adds unwelcome and unwanted uncertainty, political uncertainty, to an already complicated picture. China, the engine of economic growth for the past 10 years, China seems to be slowing down. There's new data today that shows that their industrial output is shrinking a bit instead of growing. And there's also uncertainty, even more uncertainty, about whether or not the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, is going to actually raise interest rates on September 17th or not. And investors hate uncertainty.
That is VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. stock indexes were down by 3% or more at Friday's close. Europe fell around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also off sharply. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.